News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Government must do more to prioritise active travel. That's the call in a new report from the Climate and Health Alliance. And Caoimhe Clark is a consultant psychiatrist and co-author of the report. Caoimhe, we've been talking about it on the show this morning because you have described active travel as this magic pill for an awful lot of conditions. So what are, in your eyes and according to this report, the benefits that could be really tangible to people?
The position paper, Active Travel, the Magic Pill, basically presents the evidence showing the huge health benefits which can be accessed if we push for a modal shift towards prioritising people having the option to use active travel, which is defined as walking, cycling, using public transport as an alternative to private car use. So we're basically saying, you know, the magic pill is basically physical movement or therapy on the move. And the physical health benefits that we know can be accessed is actually huge. So a huge number of chronic illnesses, including heart disease, stroke, dementia, certain cancers and mental health illnesses, and any form of physical activity which can be integrated or engineered as part of your daily getting around from A to B is going to have huge health benefits for an individual, but also society as a whole.
Yeah, and I suppose a lot of people have already been saying this morning, well and good if you live in Dublin or if you live in a city and you have these options, but I'm in rural Ireland, I need the car to get in. Like, how is this ever going to be a realistic option for me on my commute?
Absolutely. And our report acknowledges that, you know, unfortunately, the car reliance and dependence in Ireland is high. And I suppose what our report is basically asking national government to look at transport policy as a health policy. So, you know, in rural Ireland, we've seen the rollout of the local link services, and that's been hugely successful. So what we're seeing is that modal shift is there, but you have to give people that option. You have to provide that active travel network. It has to be integrated.
Yeah, a part of the report, you say physical inactivity costs Ireland 1.13 billion a year, I suppose mostly through health issues. And that's not just an active travel thing, that's an exercise thing that's entirely separate. Because we've seen from government, you remember in the last government there was commitment of a million a day towards active travel. Like, what's the delay in actually implementing that? And also to get people to change their minds, because like, I know I was happy to cycle into work when there was COVID and there were less cars on the roads. I'd feel less safe about doing it now.
Yeah. Again, I think it's really, really pushing it to national government. We have the policies in place focused on sustainable transport and active travel. We really just need to implement it. So what we're really asking is that there needs to be coordination across our transport system, and there needs to be a rebalance of resources away from private car use. So, you know, every time a decision is made to build a road, what is the health outcome of that versus a decision that is made to build a segregated, safe cycle path and a safe pedestrianised area? And I really kind of believe in the ethos of build and they will come, but you really have to provide that safe, accessible, convenient option for people. So I suppose we would be asking that, you know, national government address this. The policies are there. We just need them to be implemented.
But I suppose the worry there with this current government is there has been a shift away from that. Obviously, the Greens are gone out of it. And you hear from the rural independent ministers, roads, roads, roads. That's what we need. More roads investment. And that you're not actually going to get it. Because I think active travel is a thing a lot of people want to do. Mm-hmm. But again, if it's not convenient and practical for them, they're not going to get there.
Yeah, and again, I suppose coming back to the health benefits, you know, and speaking to government, it's the cost savings for not only the state, but for individuals' health. We know that in 2023, active travel saved the HSE 64.5 million euro, showing positive health outcomes to people and the health system when our population is physically active. So, I mean, at the end of the day, the numbers add up. If if you provide this active travel that people can access, then the health benefits and the health economic benefits are going to be the cost savings for government going forward.
And what
having
do you
a
think
healthier
that,
population.
What do you think that looks like in rural Ireland? Because I can obviously imagine how this is going to be in cities. Is it park and ride? Is it, you know, more ride sharing services? Like, what's the genuine practical solution that will make it an option for someone who's travelling in, listening to this programme today, from rural Ireland to wherever their job is, who doesn't have that option at the minute?
Oh, absolutely. And our report actually goes into acknowledges that and looks at what we call a whole journey approach. So using a mixed modalities of transport. So, for example, yes, it could be that you have to drive your car to get to the train station to get into work, or, you know, you may have to walk to the bus stop to get into school. So, again, it's not about saying you should not use your car. This is not individual blame on people using a car. They're necessary. And some people are not able to use active travel for various reasons. So, but if we can incorporate that, basically the option maybe to walk or use your local link bus in rural Ireland, or drive to your local link bus or your train to get to the end point of your destination, that physical activity that you gain from those extra steps from not being in your car for that period of time has huge health benefits. So again, it's you have to be practical about these things, as you said, and you need to give people those options.
And that was Caoimhe Clark, consultant psychiatrist and co-author of that report, Active Travel, The Magic Pill.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.